not wearing the bra. Obviously, they need to put it on.
Yeah. It doesn't take that long to put it on.
Not to say that all women need to wear bras, but the ones that need to, need to. Okay? Okay?
Because what if you have to run? Then you'll give yourself a black eye.
Yeah.
Or a couple of them.
Have you ever hit yourself in the face before?
Yeah, when I was younger, I actually kicked myself in the nose when I was doing twirling.
You kicked yourself in the nose with your boob?
No, with my foot. But I've never actually hit myself in the face with my boob.
Well, I had a shoe on my boob at the time, so...
95% of braless women have nothing to support anyway.
Well, yeah, but the other 5%...
And there's the ones that do have something to support. Maybe they broke their bra and they just don't realize it.
Yeah, that's my main point. I should have reiterated that. Yeah, you know, a braless look can work on some women, smaller women.
Yeah.
And it actually can look quite nice. But, yeah.
Well, they
most...
have those shirts that have the built-in bra, but if you're a big enough chested woman, those don't work for you. Some people just don't realize that.
Yeah, just
they
flattens
don't.
Them down.
Yeah.
Or your cup overfloweth, you know.
You know, tell them that they could go to Patricia's Undercover and they'll fit you for free. They'll tell you what you need.
How is that, by the way? Were you talking about that the other day, Jerianne? Was that someone else?
Yeah, where they fit you for bras and stuff.
Yeah, and it's creepy.
They, like, measure you. It's awkward.
What do you think?
Right. I'm sorry?
What do you think? Have you been fitted for a bra before, I take it?
Yes.
Is that awkward to you at all or not?
No.
No, it's
not. You can't
not.
Be shy about what you got, because you know
yeah.
what? It's what God gave you.
Don't your friends touch your boobs all the time anyway?
No.
They don't?
Yeah, me all the time. They're always like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, instead of shaking my hand.
You know, it depends on how drunk you are, but still, that's not even... And most of the time, it's an accident anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you can't help it when you're a big-chested person. They just stick out there.
And people run into them.
Right.
And then those people feel very gross.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I did not mean to just touch your boob. And you're like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry, they just stick out there too far.
I say, it's okay, I'm used to it when that happens.
Do you?
You know, some people are blessed and some people, you know, even small-chested women look great the way they are.
Yeah, I like being a small-chested woman.
You know?
As long as it's not, you know, as long as it's
you.
Not. As long as it's not like a 5-year-old boy, I mean, I don't want total, you know, ironing board chest, but, you know.
You know, sometimes you just gotta thank God for what you got.
Yes, that's right. That's what it's all about today, isn't it?
There you go.
But
yeah, Patricia's Undercover is just the greatest place to go, because they'll just tell you.
They don't happen to employ you, do they?
Huh?
They don't happen to employ you, do they?
No.
You don't own the place, do you?
No.
All right, just making sure.
That's the best place to go for lingerie in town anyway.
You're slipping it in there a lot.
Huh?
You were slipping it in there. I was just curious.
No. That's the best place to go for lingerie anyway.
Listen to that endorsement, ladies. Patricia's Undercover.
I love that store, you know.
I think they're an
really
advertiser.
Do.
I think they're an advertiser.
They're kind of pricey, but you got to be able to support what you got.
Hey,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're the boobs you're going to have the rest of your life, so you better take care of them.
Exactly. Bye.
Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Sticks in the morning, go ahead.
Well, I've got me and my boyfriend here, and my boyfriend thinks that they should ban the bra.
Really?
Yes, that's his opinion, all the time.
So does he have you go braless?
Sometimes,
for him?
But I'm with you. I don't like the jiggly feeling.
Yeah.
I would rather wear a
Bounce
bra.
Up and down.
And I am a bigger woman. So, and plus, I don't do it because I think it makes me feel sexy. I actually... don't like people looking at me, so I would rather wear the bra. I feel like if I don't, people are looking at me.
So your boyfriend's right there?
Yep.
You want to hand the phone
he's
to
the
him?
One that couldn't hear you.
Is he available, or?
Yeah, he's the one that couldn't hear you, though.
Alright.
But, hold on.
Okay. Couldn't hear me.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, you prefer the braless look?
I think bra should be banned. I think they're, you know, just let the boob hang free.
Really? You're serious?
Yeah.
Even
I'm
the
serious.
Big, even
I
the,
just, you know.
The low ones?
Mm-hmm.
That's not really good for you, I don't think. Because I think you'd need some support.
Well, he's a guy, though, so he doesn't care what's good.
Oh,
you know?
My bad.
That, you know, it's the only thing that I'm against is when, you know, just like the women who wear the thongs and they have to show them off all the time.
Yeah.
That's the only problem I have.
Yeah, I'm not with you on the bra thing, man, because there are some women that really need it. Don't you think? Not at all? What if they're like, they're putting their pants on and whoops, their boobs got caught in there, you know, when they button it. Like, there's women like that.
Hey, you know, if people are meant to wear bras, that, you know, they should be made, but I just don't think that they should be allowed.
All right, man.
I'm hang free.
Well, good for you. Good way to be open-minded.
You didn't hear you get what?
I said way to be open-minded.
Oh, yeah, way to be open-minded. All right, have a good day.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. The braless couple.
Aww. So cute.